Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's now 11 o'clock. Time for Fiona Talkington to bring you Late Junction.
Paroles en l'air et pas perdu, émaille la trame du temps qui passe, d'instants magiques et suspendus, mais qui ne laissent aucune trace, sauf les histoires que l'on raconte, qui se maquillent au fil des ans, sa vie se farde et vent sans honte, se pavaner au gré du vent.
Un pas pour rien, un mot pour rire, à l'entrechat une ritournelle, et les rengaines éternelles. Pour oublier le monde qui chavire, un pas pour rien, un mot pour rire, à l'entrechat une ritournelle, et les rengaines éternelles. Pour oublier le monde qui chavire.
Paroles volées sans voix en l'air, paroles données sont prisonnières, des grands moulins qui les retiennent quand le vent tombe. En attendant qu'on les délivre, les mots s'ennuient, ils font des livres. Mais quand un souffle les ranime, les mots se pressent et se bousculent. Toutes les paroles des gens qui râlent, de ceux qui aiment, de ceux qui hurlent, s'échappent des mondes du fond des cours, passent les fenêtres des vallées, les rues, à la rencontre des gens pressés, des gens d'affaires qui n'entendent pas.
Un pas pour rien, un mot pour rire, à l'entrechat une ritournelle, et les rengaines éternelles, pour oublier le monde qui chavire. Un pas pour rien, un mot pour rire, à l'entrechat une ritournelle, et les rengaines éternelles, pour oublier le monde qui chavire.
Perdu de ceux qui traînent, ceux qui hésitent et qui attendent, en faisant croire qu'ils se promènent, qui parlent tout seul et puis qui rentrent. Retrouver le poste de télé, cette merveille dont on a fait juste un poste à souder les mômes, histoire de les rendre muets. Paroles légères des montes en l'air, paroles galères des mensonges, paroles de rien qu'on dit pour plaire et qu'on regrette dans les songes. Paroles amères des colères de ceux qui triment et qui se lassent de courir après les chimères pour finir au fond de l'impasse.
Un pas pour rien, un mot pour rire, à l'entrechat une ritournelle, et les rengaines éternelles pour oublier le monde qui chavire. Un pas pour rien, un mot pour rire, à l'entrechat une ritournelle, et les rengaines éternelles pour oublier le monde qui chavire.
Pendant tout ce temps, le temps creuse de fines ravines et des étoiles, des chemins creux sur les visages de ceux qui disent les histoires.
Un pas pour rien, un mot pour rire, à l'entrechat une ritournelle,
et les rengaines éternelles, pour oublier le monde qui chavire.
Un pas pour rien,
un mot pour rire,
à l'entrechat une ritournelle,
et les rengaines éternelles, pour oublier le monde qui chavire.
Un pas pour rien, un mot pour rire, à l'entrechat une ritournelle,
et les rengaines éternelles, pour oublier le monde qui chavire.
A French group who've been together some 40 years now. They're called Bratch, and that's a track from their most recent release, Plan du Monde. And welcome to Wednesday's Late Junction. Uzbek singer Sevara Nazarkhan has taken some rather different musical journeys since we started playing her some years ago. Her new release, Tortadur, has some songs which really show off the intimacy of her voice, something I remember when she played live in the Late Junction studio one night a long time ago. This is a song called Kosh Chinor, The Night Has Fallen and You Didn't Come to Me. Like a moth in the candle flame, my soul is burning.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Not Messiaen nor Debussy, but a very young Toru Takemitsu living in post-war Tokyo. Dazdans de Fée, the fairy far away. Natasha Gatsana was the violinist and Rafaela Gatsana was the pianist. And Uzbek singer Savara Nazarkhan just before, and a piece called Koshinor, The Night Has Fallen.
Kestrels breathe, looking farther than I can see. Without tact to read, she take a shine to me. Beacon don't fly too high. Beacon don't fly too high. For all the time, playful crime in rain. Worth it being cold, roofing for the lanes, lesson lost again. Lesson lost again. Take the bus, with fees and favors gone, cracks and sabers pass, and a light that sometimes shone, wanton broken, wanton broken. Kestrels breathe. Looking farther than I can see. Without tact to me, she take a shot to me. Beacon don't fly too high. Beacon don't fly too high.
Te lucis ante terminum rerum creator pacibus, ut sanita clementia sis presulat custodia. Procure generans somnia et notium phantasmata, ostemque nostrum comprime negamuantur corpora. Presta pater diisime, atrique comparulice, cum spiritu para per omne seculum.
Multimur amas et
in ubi mani faci
rebuluc et anacos oce
vita vive rena.
Multimur amas et
in ubi mani faci
Sabubi
Lififi Sirasi.
seuruna, tu sa sibi huruna, Ramasedi, Ramasedi, Ramasedi.
Yesterday, I played you a couple of settings of the plain chant Te Lucis Ante Terminum. That was another British groupie Fagiolini with the Sadasa Chorale of South Africa, inspired by the chant. And they followed on from James Blake and Lindisfarne One. One of the many things I love about the recently released Cecil Sharp project is that it was recorded in a farmhouse in one of the most beautiful parts of the country in Shropshire. How could you not be inspired by those surroundings? Steve Knightley, Jackie Oates, Andy Cutting, Caroline Herring, Jim Murray, Patsy Reed, Leonard Podolak and Catherine Roberts make up the project. And this is a marriage of two songs. I Courted a Damsel, an English song, and its Appalachian counterpart, The Lover's Lament. Cecil Sharp had collected the Appalachian version and Percy Granger noted down the English song.
Once I courted a damsel of the fairest beauty bright, and I did my best endeavor for to gain her heart's delight. I courted her for love, and love from her I did obtain, I did obtain. My love, she had no reason at all for to complain.
Once I courted a fair beauty bright, and on her
her aged father, he came this far to know that I courted his dearest daughter, his darling daughter, so so quickly he gave orders that I be pressed and sent to sea, and sent to sea, to keep me from his daughter, my darling's company.
Thank you.
couple of songs from the Cecil Sharp Project, The Lover's Lament and The Cuckoo Bird, lovingly recorded in Shropshire earlier on this year. The project has a website if you want to find out more, and there's a tour in January which I suspect will sell out, so you might want to make a note of the dates. They start on the 22nd of January in Bristol, and they go on to Buxton, Derby, Celtic Connections in Glasgow, Burnley, and ending on the 27th of January at, where else, Cecil Sharp House in London. Something quite different now, next on Late Junction. San Francisco-based bass player Lisa Mezzacapa and her group Nightshade with their dark arrangement of Messiaen's Regard de l'Étoile.
Thank you.
Brilliant L'Arpeggiata, directed by Cristina Pluart, a Romanesca originally by Santiago de Murcia. John O'Mercleary from his album There Is, just before, a track called The Gymnopedist, and Messiaen at the start there, Regard de l'Etoile, arranged and played by Lisa Mezzacapa and her group Nightshade. This now is a debut release for a singer from the Ivory Coast who grew up in Mali and now she's living in Paris, Fatoumata Diawara. I rather like the opening track, traditional rhythms, uncluttered textures, and of course, an engaging voice. Kanu is the story of loneliness when you argue with your lover.
Oh, donna, neni jaravide kelela, oh, donna. Oh, donna. Neni furunyonde kelela odonna Ai bangi bolola ne kanna Ai bangi bolola jekizela Ai bangi bolola ne kunna Ai bangi bolola ninyala Nedusu kolobe diwina Pune dumbe njaradi
debut release from Fatoumata Diawara, a track there called Kanu, and the CD is called Fatou. And she's appearing at the Jazz Cafe in London on the 13th of October. I was so pleased to get a copy of the Shetland fiddler Kevin Henderson's new solo CD. Lots of beautiful tunes on it, beautifully played, of course. Here's one called The Bride's a Bonny Thing.
Thank you.
Shetland fiddler Kevin Henderson, and a lovely tune from his new solo CD. I played you a song by Tal Weiss yesterday from her CD Motion Drawing. Here's another one. This one's called Once.
Uncertainty, another dawn, and then the light shines through. My eyes give in, my thoughts are blind. I'll wait for dusk to come. Once we could wake up and stare at the sun, but now our days seem dull. Tangled around with our minds and our hearts, the night just fails to come. Things look so numb and so unclear, and even things I love wish I could say.
Just fails to come.
Such a curious little piece, I couldn't resist it. Théodore Salomé was the composer, a one-time professor at the Paris Conservatoire. The organ of Tewkesbury Abbey was played there by Carlton Etherington. And just before it, Tal Weiss sang a song called Once. The Christian Vallemere Ensemble is on tour in the UK later on this month. Here they are with something from the CD Fabula Suite Lugano. This is Solemn Mosquitoes.
Thank you.
The wonderful colours of Solemn Mosquitoes from the Christian Valamra Ensemble. They're on tour over here from the 20th of October, starting off at the Sage Gateshead, going on to King's Place in London, St George's, Bristol, Manchester at the Royal Northern College of Music, and ending on the 26th of October at the University of York. And while they're over here, they're going to find time to do a collaboration session, specially for Lake Junction, and they're going to be joining up with the brilliant viola and viola d'amore player Garth Knox. The pianist Andrew McCormack and saxophonist Jason Yard next from their recent CD, which is called Places and Other Spaces. There's so much variety on this CD, and you get a real sense of the inspiring communication between the two of them. This is a piece called Antibes.
Thank you.
The McCormack and Yard duo, Andrew McCormack and Jason Yard, and a track called Antibes from their CD Places and Other Spaces, which was released earlier on this month. Words now by Rudyard Kipling and music by Peter Bellamy. This is The Looking Glass.
The Queen was in her chamber, and she was middling old. Her petticoat was satin, and her stomacher was gold. Backwards and forwards and sideways did she pass, making up her mind to face the cruel looking glass, the cruel looking glass. That will never show a lass as comely or as kindly or as young as once she was. The Queen was in her chamber, a-combing off her hair. There came Queen Mary's spirit, and it stood behind her chair, singing backwards and forwards and sideways may you pass, but I will stand behind you till you face the looking glass, the cruel looking glass. That will never show a lass as lovely or unlucky or as lonely as I was. The Queen was in her chamber, a weeping very sore. There came Lord Leicester's spirit, and it scratched upon the door, singing backwards and forwards and sideways may you pass, but I will walk beside you till you face the looking glass, the cruel looking glass. That will never show a lass as hard and unforgiving or as wicked as you was. The Queen was in her chamber, her sins were on her head. She looked the spirits up and down, and statelily she said, backwards and forwards and sideways though I've been, yet I am Harry's daughter and I am England's queen. And she faced the looking glass, and whatever else there was, and she saw her day was over, and she saw her beauty pass in the cruel looking glass. That can always hurt a lass more hard than any ghost there is or any man there was.
Peter Bellamy singing Kipling's The Looking Glass from the album Oak, Ash and Thorn. And if you're looking for any information about the music I'm playing here on Late Junction this week, you'll find details of all the music on the Late Junction playlists on the Radio 3 website. Here's another version of Te Lucis Ante Terminum, full-blooded romanticism from Henry Balfour Gardiner, before the ending of the day.
Thank you.
The choir of St. George's Chapel, Windsor, with Henry Balfour Gardiner's Evening Hymn. And my end of the day music comes from the Swedish-based musician Oscar Schoening and a project he's called the Belgrade Tapes, sounds from Serbia and the band's concerts there, and the music inspired by poems. This one's called the knowledge that it will be these nights that I remember. I'll be back at the same time tomorrow night. Hope you can join me then. Good night.